Welcome. This is Chip Roasting.
I'm Wally.
I am somebody. I'm Brennan. I'm not Brennan. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. We're roasting some chips. What is up, podcast people?
This is a podcast.
It's us.
Right?
It's us, the original Chip Roasters, dating all the way back to 2015. 2015, wow, that was like, eight years ago? Dang, wow.
I said that in the group chat the other day. I was like, you know, we roasted the first chip officially 8 years ago. at least 8 years ago. It could have been longer ago than that.
Yeah.
But we thought it was a long time ago when we started the show. Like, oh, 5 years. We've been doing this show for like 2.5 years now.
Oh, God.
I can't believe it's lasted this long. Though for a while there, it was kind of done, but
yeah. But now
we are
just
back.
just like all of those obnoxious reboots that nobody asked for, we have returned with a vengeance.
And it's funny because we have to upload it on a new platform, so it's almost like being rebooted.
Hey, look at us go.
Speaking of reboots and unnecessary spinoffs, I watched the first 4 episodes of That 90s Show the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Actually not bad.
Sweet. That's what I've heard.
There's potential with the kids. The returning characters slid right back into their roles. Returning actors slid right back into their roles.
Sweet.
And it did beautifully. Beautifully. The banter's still good. The writing of the show is a little weird.
Yeah.
It's still a little clunky, still a little bit to work out, but
interesting.
Yes, but since it's Netflix and the show is okay, that means they're probably going to cancel it or extend it for 18 more seasons.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
Sounds like Netflix's strategy here.
And then another spinoff, How Met Your Father, starts tomorrow, so.
Oh, hadn't it already
started? Well, season two starts, sorry.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Yeah,
season two starts
tomorrow. I was stuck in a time loop there for a moment here.
Yeah. But that's what I did yesterday. That and I watched episodes 7 and 8 of Star Wars, and not really sure like the movies, like
wow,
episode 7 and episode 8. You know,
yeah.
No, I didn't like 7 as much as I did the first time.
Yeah.
I watched it. Like it's okay. It's an okay movie, but 8, I don't understand why people don't like 8. Why don't people like The Last Jedi? I don't get it.
Yeah, 8 is still like my favorite out of like those 9 movies still. I did rewatch
out of the 9.
Rogue One here recently. Yeah.
Oh,
Eight's
I didn't know favorite. That was your favorite out of the 9.
Out of the 9. Yep, yep,
that's,
yep.
That's news to me. Me too. I love that movie.
Yeah. Sweet. It's my favorite out of the 9. I did recently rewatch Rogue One. I've only seen it like one other time. This was like my second time ever seeing it. After seeing Andor especially, I was like, Rogue One is now definitely my favorite Star Wars film.
Well, yeah.
Like, overall. Yeah. But out of the 9 core movies, I think 8 takes the top spot.
How did seeing Andor, like this, and what they've done with that show, how did that impact your watching of Rogue One?
It impacted a lot, and it impacted it all like phenomenally.
Really?
Phenomenally.
Yes.
It impacted it really good.
I think it impacted good. Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's because like
what did it add? Because like I haven't rewatched Rogue One since I watched Andor, so like, but like what did it add to the movie?
Yeah, like it was just this weird kind of thing, like almost his relationship with like Chen or so throughout the whole movie, because like in the movie it's like Andor is this like established like rebel figure who's giving like his whole life to the rebellion and everything, and like high up in the chain of command and everything, and like Jen Erso is this kind of like new individual, like all of a sudden like just whisked in to the rebellion here. Mm-hmm. And part of that, all of a sudden, like Andor is kind of like the mentor figure there, almost like almost kind of the role he's in.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that after seeing Andor, where Andor is basically in Jen Erso's role throughout all of Andor,
Right.
that was just really neat to see. It really fleshed out his character a lot more. And like, there's still a huge gap between the Andor we saw in Andor and the Andor that we're seeing in Rogue One.
I
So
think it's 5, 4 years, I think.
it got me very excited for Andor season two here, especially because like I'm like already so much of his characterization is like has been explored, and there's still a ton of room for even more growth. So I'm thrilled for that. Oh,
Cool.
the coolest thing about Rogue One that I was just like listening to everything that was being said. I don't think I had captions on, so like I was like it was just all the background dialogue I was hearing. And when they're on the Rebel base and Andor and Jyn Erso are about to leave at like the very end there to go to that planet, there was someone on the like intercom, and like they were like, hey, it was, I don't remember the exact words, but it was essentially like, hey, paging Captain Syndulla, and like, please report to wherever. And I was like,
Interesting.
Syndulla, that sounds so familiar. And I looked it up and I was like,
Yeah, it's Hera.
Cara
Hera
Syndulla.
Syndulla.
I was like, oh my goodness, that is so awesome that they were able to just have just a background, like completely unnoticeable to somebody who's not listening to the background stuff, just
Well, apparently they
put in her
had.
in another movie there.
Apparently, if you look in the background of one of the scenes of Rogue One, you can see Chopper. I've heard that. I have not
Oh
like
yeah.
ever looked for it, and I don't remember what scene it is. But if you look in the background, Chopper's there. And then I think it's in episode 9, Rise of Skywalker, and when all the ships arrive at oh God, where what planet? Exegol.
Oh yeah.
The God, what is the name of their ship?
Hey.
The name of the Hera's ship is there at Exegol
Yeah.
in Rise of Skywalker. So, they found a way to incorporate them into like the rebel stuff, which I think has been really cool. And I really cannot wait to see them in live action in
Sweet.
the coming months
Sweet.
as we wait for Ahsoka.
I actually found the image here of Chopper. I don't know how I missed this because it is like
It's like pretty obvious, right?
super clear image. If I had screen sharing permissions for myself here,
Oh.
I
Hold
would
on.
just blast this on a screen here.
There you go.
Yeah,
I think
sweet.
so.
Yeah, there
Cool.
we go.
There we go.
Yeah, let me just sh share this for all of the
There he
YouTube
is. There.
folks here.
There's
And if not,
Chopper.
you can just search up yourself. But I'm like looking at this, I'm like, that is the clearest like image I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I have no idea how I didn't catch that while I was watching here.
Yeah,
But
a lot of the live action
yeah.
stuff, especially now, especially after Mando season 2 and Book of Boba Fett, as well as the newer movies, really rewards people who watch the animated shows.
Yes, yeah.
You're really getting rewarded. It's
Absolutely.
and the books too, apparently. I've gone back and I've noticed a lot of things with the especially watching the 'cause I'm reading a book that ties together the sequel trilogy and
Oh, sweet.
the original trilogy really well, like explains a
Yeah.
lot of what happens in The Rise of Skywalker, which is the whole reason I watched wanted to watch the sequels. Was is like this book does a lot of tying together, what happened to Rey's parents, who Rey's parents are, why, like
Oh yeah.
all that kind of stuff, all the plot holes of episode 9. It really ties it all together, and then just reading all the books. I haven't watched a single Star Wars movie
Oh, sweet.
since I've read the books. I haven't. So going through and reading them all, and then watching all the movies for the first time in a while
Okay.
has been really cool. Kind of like see
Nice.
how it all explains it and pulls it all together, makes everything make sense,
Nice,
because
nice.
that was a big complaint early on.
And I will say that is kind of one thing. You didn't ex like explicitly say this or say this at all here, but it was just a thought that I had
You didn't
earlier
say this, but
on.
I'm gonna say this.
Yeah, because Lauren and I'm sure I mentioned last podcast or whatever that we've been rewatching Star Wars Rebels, or I've been rewatching Star Wars Rebels. It is her first time, and we just finished season two. Just watched the season
Oh,
two
yeah.
finale earlier today. Oh my
Okay.
goodness, that show gets dark so quick.
It does. And Rebels does not get the respect it deserves. It's
Yeah.
such a good show.
Yeah, no, it's because like it just starts off kind of like slower, but like still not bad. But then like I mean it heats up a lot. It gets dark. But like so it is a fantastic show, but like in watching Rebels, I couldn't help but think like for the prequel trilogy, we have the Clone Wars. For the original trilogy, we kind of have like Rebels here. That leaves kind of like a gap for like an animated like sequel trilogy show. But I was thinking about it and I was like, for the most part, anything you could do for the sequel trilogy would kind of be indistinguishable from Rebels here, because the good guys and bad guys are kind of the exact same in the sequel trilogy as in the original trilogy, and that kind of just bummed me out. Like I really wish the sequel trilogy would have taken a like unique direction, like how different the prequel trilogy is from the original trilogy, with like heroes and villains. It all is clearly part of one interconnected universe, but it's not like just like a ragtag team versus like stormtroopers.
So, and I think this, and obviously they're trying to distinguish it via other media, the books and stuff like that. Well, there is,
Yeah.
first off, there is a TV, an animated TV show for the sequel trilogy. It's
Yeah,
called
it's Source
Star Wars
Resistance.
Resistance.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people give it a lot of shit. I really enjoyed the show. It doesn't add a ton. It just kind of gives a different perspective of what was happening in the galaxy at the same time as the
Interesting.
First Order was rising. And it doesn't really like
Oh.
there's Poe Dameron's in it briefly at the
Oh.
beginning and at the end. But there's a scene that gets really dark because the main
Oh.
character of Resistance, his parents are like politicians on Hosnian Prime when it's and he's watching from a television as the
Oh,
First Order
God.
destroys the planet and his parents are on the planet, so he watches his family die. It's
Oh,
similar to
goodness.
the way Leia watched her family die, in the original trilogy, and it got really dark. And though it otherwise it's a pretty lighthearted show, there's not a ton of stuff showing war. But it does introduce a really cool character called Cardinal. He's a red stormtrooper. He's similar to Phasma,
Oh,
and there's also a gold
interesting.
stormtrooper as well, who again is also similar to Phasma, but I can't remember his name. It adds a little bit, but the books, especially the book I'm reading right now, and then the book called Bloodlines, they both show how different the rise of the First Order is to the rise of the Empire. And it
Interesting.
plays a lot more
Interesting.
with Sith lore and the ancient tribes of the Sith
Oh man, that I would have
and
loved to have seen
Exegol.
that. Like I would have,
Yeah, and they're
oh, that
going
would have
back
been.
and adding a bunch of lore that they couldn't get across in the movies.
Well, like that's my one big complaint is like, why did Disney have to rush to make a Star Wars movie immediately? If they had done like all this buildup before, it
Instead
would
of
have
going
been
back and
like,
doing it, right? Well, I mean, the
I
same thing
mean,
goes for
it would
the
have been an
prequels, though.
insane
The
event. Yeah, like the.
prequels, so much was added afterwards at the Clone Wars, and that's
Yeah,
kind of
yeah,
what they're
yeah.
doing now. But they're doing it in books, so it's a lot harder to like
True,
keep
true,
up.
true.
But the Mandalorian, in season two, anyway, really started to build it up, and we're starting to see that more in the books. And it really sucks that more people, it's not as accessible to read books as it is to
Yeah.
watch TV in terms of patience and time and efforts you got to put into the books. But they really are building something really, really awesome.
Yeah. And
In the universe, and it's really the lore is amazing, but like it's not being transferred, and thus people
yeah.
aren't getting what they did with the Clone Wars.
And you're 100% correct that most of the extra context from like the prequel trilogies did come afterwards. But like the thing that I at least like about them is like, to like a layman or whatever, the prequel trilogy isn't like a direct like copy and paste from the original here, that it kind of just to a layman, it could very much seem like the sequel and an original trilogy are just like drag and drop for so much stuff.
And The Force Awakens is. I'll say that it's a bad.
Yeah.
It's not even a bad. I like The Force Awakens. It's just not my favorite. It's not as good as I thought it was. It's a copy of A New Hope.
Yeah, like there are a lot of great scenes and bits and everything in like The Force Awakens, but like there's like just like Sidar Killer Base and like the First Order troopers and all that stuff like that. I just can't get over that.
Yeah, and but like I said, the books are really building on something, and that's definitely a podcast series. Like when we have time, I'd love to go over like some of the stuff I've read in the books.
Hey, yeah,
and like kind of expand upon upon the sequel trilogy. We could do one for each. We could do one for the High Republic. We could do one for the prequels, original and the sequels. The original trilogy, that they're really digging in on that, and the books and especially the comics. The comics are expansive with the
I am
trilogy.
now remembering, I think last episode we said you were gonna like walk me through like
The High Republic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Let's
we'll
save
have to
that
sit yeah, we'll have to
for a
sit
different
down and
time.
yeah, we'll have to sit down
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'll have to like write a bunch of like a synopsis and stuff. And like kind of walk you through the books and what they've done for each era of Star Wars, especially the High Republic, especially right before they come up with the Acolyte. I think that'll be really helpful.
Yes.
So
I'm
yeah.
also now just realizing in this whole discussion we've had, we've only shared one piece of news so far, I'm pretty sure. And it
We
was
have
not
not.
even Star Wars news.
What was it?
It was just that like that 90s show
Oh yeah.
is on Netflix now. That was, and it led into a Star Wars conversation because of course it did with us.
What? And it's funny, the job they give Eric Foreman is that he's teaching at a university Star Wars religion.
What?
He's
Yeah.
teaching Star Wars religion at a university. They made him
Nice,
super nerdy.
nice.
Like it's almost too much. Like
Oh
no
man.
one's actually like that, except some people are like that. Like we just did. But let's share some actual Star Wars news. The Mandalorian
Yes.
season 3 trailer.
Ooh,
Second
that
one.
was fun. That
Or
was
was it the first
phenomenal.
one?
There was a teaser trailer, I think, that was
Okay,
released
yeah.
originally,
So
and this is
yeah.
like the first
So
like
this is
official
the
trailer.
first official trailer. We
He's
got a
going back to the planet.
yeah, we got a good
Going
long
back.
look at some Mandalorian battles. We saw some new Mandalorian armor. He's going back to Mandalore. It looks awesome. And Mandalore in the books, like before Disney made Legends, there's a ton there's like a wealth of just insane Mandalorian lore, and I really hope that they dig into that because it's not a part of the galaxy we've really explored much outside of Rebels. And this show's definitely bigger than Rebels, right? Mandalorian.
Just a hair. Just a hair.
It looks awesome. I'm very excited. A lot of people think we might see Sabine. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I would love that. I don't know where to set my expectations for that or not, but like, I think we talked about this briefly last podcast here, but like Sabine and or man, I'm confusing a different conversation I had with someone else here, but like Sabine and Din Djarin are like about the same age, right?
I would think so. Yeah, I would imagine
Yeah.
they're pretty close in age.
Yeah. So like, I mean, I would love to see them just interact because their dynamics here, especially after seeing Rebels, like again, they're like polar opposites.
It'll definitely be interesting, especially where we were left off and with Mandalore and canon was with the Battle of Mandalore, and Darth Maul and Ahsoka's battle. That
Yeah,
was a, I believe. Oh no, I'm sorry.
we
That was
did
on the last
return to
time.
Mandalore
That
in
was the most
Rebels, right?
recent, on t most recent, not chron
Chronologically in like our
in our
timeline,
time. Yes,
and in Star Wars timeline, we
but
did see it
it was very
in
tribal.
Rebels, right?
Yeah, it was very tribal, I believe, in
Yeah,
Rebels, and the
don't
Empire
remember
had it.
that. I'm excited to see that when Lauren and
So
I reach there.
the last time we saw it in terms of Star Wars time was before the original trilogy. So it's been some time.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. In terms of trailers, we also got another trailer, which I have not watched. The
Yeah.
Ant-Man trailer. We got the I
Oh,
believe it's the last trailer.
you haven't watched it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow.
But I've seen bits and pieces of it. I kind of know what to expect.
jumping back to the
Oh yeah, Mando, sorry.
Mandalorian trailer here. Yeah, like no worries. But I am excited to see him, like, because it was kind of set up in the Book of Boba Fett. He would have to return to like bathe in the underwater.
Book of Boba Fett. Oh, you're talking about Mandalorian season 2.5. I gotcha.
They set up in there that he would have to return to cleanse himself of his sins of removing his helmet here, and like the trailer did like show that for somebody who hadn't seen The Mandalorian, but what it didn't show is how he has Grogu back. So far, I really have no idea what to expect from the show. See if the show is going to explain it, or to just see if they're just going to be like, hey, just roll with this here.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the intersection is of people who saw Book of Boba Fett and people who don't watch it but watch The Mandalorian. Because if you're watching Book of Boba Fett, I'm sure you watch The Mandalorian. But it does not always apply the other way. Because I know The Mandalorian is probably one of the biggest properties on Disney Plus. Yeah, and I believe we also got a release date officially. It's like March, it's like early March, I think.
It's March 1st.
March, oh, there you go, March 1st.
Yep.
And 7 episodes, I think,
Oh,
again. I don't
I
know.
hadn't
I
seen
had not seen
that.
number of episodes, but I they released the list of directors or producers rather. Mando season 3. I didn't even finish the word season.
8 episodes.
8 episodes. Okay, that's one longer than the rest of them, I think.
No, I'm
Or are
pretty
they
sure they
all
all
eight?
had 8. Yeah. It
Okay.
was just the Book of Boba Fett, aka Mandalorian season
Oh,
two
that's
and a
right.
half, that had
That's right.
8.
That's right. That's
Or
right.
that had 7. God, okay.
I'm curious to see where Moff Gideon fits in all this.
Yeah.
Because,
Oh, wow. This show first aired in 2019. Wow.
yes, I remember
Interesting.
because I was going to Dallas and my roommate was watching it on the plane. But
Nice.
anyway, so yeah, Mandalorian season 3. Grogu's magically back.
Yep.
It looks like he's going to use the Force. We did see that.
I just thought of, and I don't know if I'm remembering a meme I saw, or if my brain
Not
just
removing a
auto made
helmet.
this meme. Oh,
You
yeah,
spelled
my bad.
helmet wrong.
Did I? Helm.
Helmet.
That,
Nope,
yep.
leave it. Leave it.
Yep, okay. It just has an extra N now.
Helmet.
But,
So what I can say, it
yeah,
reminded
like,
you.
Here's how season 3 of Mandalorian will start. We'll just have that scene of, I think it's like Poe Dameron or someone being like, somehow Grogu has returned.
And we have the name of our
Yes.
episode. Somehow Grogu has returned. That's I like
You
that. I like that a lot.
know what the funniest way to like end season 3 would be? And then just continuing to do that at the end of each season is
What?
just having like Grogu and Mandalorian be like separated in some like climactic way at the end of each season. And just the next season starts and they're just back together and it was just like resolved in like some other show. It's like they have to keep churning out other Star Wars shows to explain how the
Why
Mandalorian and Grogu keep
gr
reuniting.
It's really funny. That'd be very funny. It's like everyone who like doesn't watch other shows sits down. What the? How are they to get? What? The Acolyte. They're just somehow in the Acolyte. It's like in the future, and they like they show them getting back together, like in the middle of the show. It's like let's say it's got 12 episodes in the middle of episode 6. It's like, oh, by the way, this is how Mando and Grogu got back together.
And then
Oh,
there's also just like and there's just like one season where like unexplained it just ends with them being together and like nothing big or major happens or whatever, and then like the next season starts and it's like after this is just like they just separate and there's obviously been some like horrific destruction on like the whole galaxy or whatever, and they're just like,
yeah.
oh yeah, that was explained in, like in that past show that you missed here. And it's like, well, great. That's
We
one way, I guess,
go
to make
back.
people watch all of
We
your shows.
go back, all right? They edit the Mandalorian and Grogu in Maz Kanata's bar. and they get separated there at Maz Kanata's in episode 7 in The Force Awakens. Yep.
I
Grogu
don't
gets
remember
taken
the
by the
bar.
Empire. That's okay. You don't have to, but
The
that's just how.
Empire or
I'm
the
sorry, the
First
First
Order.
Order. The First Order! And that's how they get separated, and then they're somehow back. And then, so the next season starts with, and oh, by the way, they were separated in Force Awakens. And it's like, what? They were in the Force. What? Anyway, so, and then Ant-Man 3 trailer happened.
Yes, that was great. I'm looking forward to it here. It gets dark
Comes out like next month,
for like
right?
Ant-Man here. Yeah, comes out the 17th, I think.
17th. That would
I
be in a
feel like
couple
we
days.
keep like,
Having to look up things as if
yeah.
we're all, what do you mean? We're prepared, Brennan. We
No,
know these things.
we're very prepared.
We're the
You can
most
tell
prepared.
based on how I spelled helmet.
Somehow Grogu returned.
Yep, it
Anyway,
opens in 25 days. We get Ant-Man and the
25
Wasp:
days, Ant-Man and the
Quantumania.
Wasp.
You should watch that
I
trailer.
honestly, I have not
It looks
cared much
good.
about Marvel lately. It's just been
Yeah.
all Star Wars because that's all we've gotten lately.
I'm just
What's the
counting down
last?
the days for
Oh,
Guardians
it's
of the
because I
Galaxy
haven't
Volume
seen Black
3.
Panther yet.
Oh God, that's coming out on Disney Plus very, very, very soon.
In like a week and a half. Yep. I'll find
Oh
so by
man.
the next episode I'll have watched Black Panther.
Nice,
Maybe.
nice, nice.
Probably.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's hopefully.
We're just like basically like one podcast away from Ant-Man being out. Because what the next podcast,
Well,
then like
yeah.
3 days before
The next
the
one, yeah.
podcast after that, it'll be
Yep.
out. And I will have watched it. I don't know about you, but I will have watched it.
I'll feel bad if I like went and saw Ant-Man the first day and I didn't do that for Black Panther, so I'll just wait until it hits Disney Plus.
Yeah, you just have to now. You're just grandfathered in for all the rest of like the Marvel films.
Yep. I mean, I did it for Eternals, I might as well keep it going. Actually, the lot
Oh
no, because
God,
no, I
sorry
did it
about
for Thor too.
Eternals.
I did it
Oh
for
yeah.
Thor too. I wait,
Wow.
at least saw it in the theater, but I
Oh
was
yeah.
really far behind everyone.
Dang.
Yes, I was so far behind everyone. I had the theater to myself when I saw
Oh
Thor,
wow.
and I think apparently I'm the only person who liked it. So,
Yeah. I think my thoughts on it have kind of changed recently here, because like I had mostly positive feelings after having seen it for the first time, and it's like looking back, I still like it a lot, and I still like what it did with a lot of stuff, but I do think Thor should have been grounded a bit more.
I think Thor should have died and Jane taken over. But other than that, I thought the movie was awesome. And people, I remember, and so yeah, let's talk about an old movie, an older movie that we talked about months ago. I remember people were like, "Oh man, this movie was so cheesy." I'm like, "Yeah, like, did you not see the intro? Oh no, did you not
Right.
like see the ads? Like, this is supposed to be this way." But
Yeah.
so we have 9 minutes or 10 minutes,
Cool.
and I already told you that we're done after one take. I don't know if that's so true anymore because we still have
I
to talk
don't know
about the
why
Bad
they
Batch.
we've gotten through like what, like three pieces of news?
Well, that's the only
Yeah.
news I wrote down. So,
Oh, okay. Well, perfect timing. That's,
yes.
I think, all the news that I had.
Cool.
Let's see if we can
Bad
talk about the
Batch.
Bad Batch
Yes.
before where we would
So,
have to have an
2 weeks
ad
ago,
break here.
episodes
Yes, I
ago,
love that one. Oh, I
it
love
was
that one.
focused on Crosshair having to do a mission.
One of my favorite Bad Batch characters, I think, still. Crosshair is just, especially
Really?
this episode with like the
I really liked the
mirror things
episode.
he would
Yeah.
throw.
Yeah, that was pretty
I
badass.
don't think that's how mirrors actually work,
I don't think that's how physics works
where
either, but
just where Crosshair was like, oh yeah, throw that mirror literally anywhere. And I can somehow hit it and get a perfect kill shot, and then he did. I don't think it's supposed to. I don't think mirrors work like that, and
nope, neither
physics
does
works like that.
physics. Okay,
But still phenomenal. Yes.
Brennan, he shot a
That's
laser.
me.
He shot.
Or wait, actually, who are you talking to? Because
Good
I don't
point. Not
know.
Brennan.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Not
Okay.
Brennan.
Okay.
He shot a laser gun. It
Yep.
literally does not matter what mirrors work like.
This is true. We saw Commander Cody
was
for the
gonna say
first
that was gonna be my
time
next thing. It was the
since
first
Clone
time.
Wars.
Yep, and
Yeah.
he's gray. His suit is gray now. Not his suit, his armor is gray now, which was a little
Was it?
depressing.
I
Yes, it was.
don't remember, actually.
Yeah, because the Empire
But
sucks all the life
cool.
out of you and the
Yeah.
personality.
But yeah, that was great how there was a mission and he kind of thought he was doing the right thing and the person was like, "No, you're not." But like, that's okay. And then that person died and then Commander Cody was like, "That was kind of on me actually.
Yeah.
The chip stuff is wearing off. It
Yeah.
couldn't
Yeah.
last
That
forever.
was
It's
interesting.
wearing
It'll
off."
be it's now we're actually going to see like the clones fade out because they're just like,
Yeah.
"Wow, this shit sucks. You guys kind of suck. Peace out." Especially the older clones like Cody.
And it kind of gave Crosshair that extra perspective before that he didn't really
Yeah.
have. And like he's starting to see them treat everybody a lot worse.
Yeah. Do you think
Sometimes.
Crosshair switches over during this season or no?
I don't know about this season, but I do think that's what they're building up towards.
Okay. Okay.
I do think they're building up towards that. I thought that I think since the show first started that they would eventually like put the team back together here, but I don't know if that's this season or not.
Right. yeah. I thought it was an awesome episode. And you're right. I don't think that's how mirrors work, but it is what it is. It is in this show. And this
Yes.
on this particular planet, that is how mirrors work. But
Yep. It was, I did not know I was pronouncing Droid Rikas wrong this whole time until I heard it pronounced as like Droid Ekkas or something like that. No,
oh
maybe
yeah.
not that. I don't know. I just remember they pronounced it very differently than how I had been pronouncing Droid Rikas, which I now know is wrong this entire time. And I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So shout out to them for destroying my childhood.
I think the most interesting part of this episode was the separatists' reaction to the Empire. Because
Yeah.
this was the first time we really got a look at what the separatists were up to. Because
Yeah,
they didn't
because
want any
like
part of the Republic, which meant they didn't want any part of the Empire either. Just because leadership changed, or like the style of leadership changed, didn't mean they wanted back in, you
Exactly,
know. But
exactly.
yeah, clearly, Empire didn't care. But
Yeah.
interesting.
And like it's like always one of the things that like just like as like a child watching it, it's like, oh, Republic good, Separatists bad, the rebels are good, the Empire is bad. So as a child, you can be like oh, okay, the Republic became like the rebels, Separatists became the Empire, bada bing, bada boom, you're done. But
Yeah.
no, like it really is the Republic became the Empire here. So like that's what happened.
Yeah.
So like everyone who was fighting ag against the Republic for reasons of like, okay, the Republic is like overreaching in their power or whatever, the Empire is that but worse now. So of
Yeah.
course you're gonna stay away from that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more nuance, and that's what I appreciate about Star Wars, and that's why adults can still enjoy Star Wars. There's a lot more nuance to things
Yes,
than
yes,
just good
yes.
guy, bad guy. And Bad Batch is certainly showing that with showing this point of view from the separatist point of view.
Yeah.
Before we move to the next episode, we are gonna have to have an ad break here, which is
We are
okay
going
because
to
it's
have an
only
ad
been
break.
30
Okay.
minutes. I don't
Yeah.
mind. I thought we'd be a lot further along by now, but it is
Ah,
what it is.
well.
So while Brennan gets his sponsor read ready,
Yep.
we'll be right
Let
back.
me shuffle my papers, put in their papers here that I'm
Okay.
shuffling, and we'll see you on the other side of
Of
this
this
upcoming
ad.
ad break.
Okay.
Hello, podcast listener. Have you ever wanted your very own turtle? Well, today is your chance because turtles.com. I don't know if that's genuine or not. Please don't Google that. Is having a sale, 98% off each turtle you purchase through their website. Help save a turtle from the ocean? I don't know. Each turtle comes with its very own turtle egg from which it'll hatch. All turtles were actually going in the labs here. These are not actual turtles. They can breathe fire, and if you pay an extra $600. They can also shoot lasers from their eyes.
Are you buying Torkoals?
What?
Torkoal from Pokemon?
No, this is actually the in real life turtle that was based off of.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so user code chip roasting with Wally and Brennan, again, alternating caps, to get your 98% off coupon on orders of 500 or more and save a turtle from, again, I guess the ocean. I mean, they never have been to the ocean. These are lab-grown turtles. Is that legal? Don't know if they're gonna. I don't know if they're paying us for this sponsorship here.
I think you need to filter our sponsorship deals a little bit better, Brennan.
But that is turtles.com. I don't know what that is. Should I have checked that before? Anyway,
It's oh, you're fine.
okay, returning to the podcast.
That's
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's our sound transition now.
okay. Thank you to turtles for .com for sponsoring this episode. And
Yes, thank you, thank you.
what a deal. What
This
a
site can't be
deal.
reached. Perfect. I mean, it's a very real website.
I forgot I took notes on this episode of the Bad Batch, the
Please,
most
no
recent, the
one.
one we just talked about.
Please, no one buy the domain for turtles.com.
But we got to look at the early Stormtrooper like
Yeah.
uniforms in this as well.
Oh, I am not. Re I'm not re remembering.
That's
Oh
okay.
yeah. Wait. Do I remember? I don't know. It was a really good
It
episode.
was. It
I
was
like that
weird
one.
rooting against the clones and for the droids.
Yeah. Right.
That was weird. Like, yeah, go droids. I'm like, what the hell is what the what is this?
It's always awesome to see the droids back. I will say that every time
Yes, they are
they make an
hilarious.
appearance, Bad Batch, ooh, Rebels,
Rebels briefly,
whatever.
right? Yeah.
They are great. Yeah.
Yeah,
They
they're
are
really funny.
fantastic.
But this
We're
show.
gonna see them. Sorry, that's the one thing about the Mandalorian season 3 trailer that I completely forgot about. We're gonna see them in Mandalorian season 3 because
Oh,
in like
yeah.
one shot of the trailer, there were three of them just in a bar in the background, just hanging out. And it's like that is it's been so long since the Clone Wars now. What are these guys doing here? But
And if they're
they're
not
around, so.
CGI, it's the first time we've ever seen them in live action.
Oh,
Because
yeah,
they
because
were
they were all CGI.
every single one of them.
Wow.
Yep. There's a I made another realization about that too, not that long ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, CGI has gotten a lot better since that day, since those days too. So even if they are CGI, they look a lot more real than they did.
Yeah, I mean, they looked real in the trailer, so.
And then this episode made me realize how much I hate the Empire. Empire sucks.
What?
Yeah,
The Empire is
I know.
bad?
Empire is so bad.
Oh, that's what the show's trying to tell me.
They are
Oh,
in the words of my coworker Nick
I was so confused.
Moibuhau. That's a Spanish for very bad. Moibuhau.
Interesting.
But that's what you get when you work at a place where people speak multiple languages. Anyway.
Yeah, so any other notes about
Not that
this
episode,
episode
nope.
here?
Nope. And
No?
then
Cool.
the last episode, most recent
Introduced
episode.
my favorite character of all time.
Hold on, before we get to that.
Oh, okay.
Why was Sid not mad at them for not getting the Count Dooku's chest, war chest? I was like waiting for that to happen. I was like, oh
That
man, she's gonna be
all
so mad.
happened off screen. See, that was what was going on during the last episode where we focused on Crosshair, but just the camera forgot to cut back and forth.
Gotcha.
It was
That makes sense.
just like an it was an editing mistake. I don't hold it against them. That's a lot of stuff they're having to edit.
What the heck? I'll worry about that later. Anyway, sorry. Okay,
My
well,
favorite
whatever.
character of all
So your
time was
favorite
introduced.
character of all
Yes.
time is introduced in this
Don't
episode.
remember what their name was,
No.
but it was the race car driving droid
Oh
guy.
my God,
He
they
was
just
phenomenal.
posted a character poster of him on
Oh, yeah.
Instagram today.
That
Let me
is
find him.
phenomenal. Yeah, remind me what his name was.
Star Wars.
It was like
Tayo.
TD1 KO. I
T-A
was
T T-A-Y-O. Tayo.
Teo. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, who am I thinking of? I don't
This
know.
guy
But
right
yeah.
here.
That's the one. He was great.
He
Teo
was Star
was
Wars' Lightning McQueen.
fantastic. Yes. That was great. Loved all the scenes. He was then kind of assumed he would blow up there, and he did like twice.
Yes, he did. He very
It was
much did. He was
cool to
very cocky, which is
see
kind of funny.
like a tech-centric episode. That was
Yes,
awesome.
that
Getting to
was
see him
great.
use his big brain, his strategy.
You know what I thought was cool?
Oh, the droid that was the race car driver, who I've seen a bunch of memes about since for who knows why, but that was awesome. The droid with like droid head and like droid arms and C-3PO's body, I think that
Oh
was just
the
phenomenal.
protocol droid body.
Yeah, like I saw him and like I was like, that is a fantastic character design. I don't know why, but
Well,
that's just phenomenal.
remember back in episode two, well, not episode two, like Star Wars episode two.
Attack of the Clones.
Yes, remember when that happened to C-3PO?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
do remember now. I totally forgot about that. Totally forgot about
that's
that.
funny. But yeah, I was just happy to see pod racing or like something similar to pod racing
Yeah,
because it was essentially pod racing, right? Maybe like more modernized pod racing.
you have no idea how bad when they walked up and Sid was showing it to them. I wanted Sid so bad to just say, "Now this is pod racing." That
Yeah.
would have been such a good line. They could have just like just jammed that line in the script. Would it have been out of place? Probably. But it's the fan service Star Wars is known for. Give it to me. Say this is pod racing. But no, they didn't.
Yeah.
Another unrelated racing sport in pods.
That's
Okay.
three racing sports, I think, in Star Wars, because there's one in Resistance,
Oh.
and then there's pod racing, and then this.
Nice.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I
But
was
yeah,
like,
it
oh
was
my God, pod
cool.
racing. And then it's like, it's kind of pod racing, but it's not really pod. It's like pod race. It's like dirty pod racing. Like,
Yeah.
so pod racing.
If they were going to do for the Bad Batch what they did for Star Wars, the Clone Wars, like in the way of making it into a video game here in the Lego
Oh
style,
yeah.
that would so have been a level in the Lego game. They love to just
100%.
have those like vehicle games out of nowhere here. It's like one out of every six levels, you're just in a vehicle, and that is it.
Dude, this is another really good
It
episode.
took me back to that though, playing like the original trilogy, not the original trilogy, but the complete saga, as it was called,
Yo,
Lego Star Wars Complete Saga, Episode One, the pod racing level. I was like, this is that.
Yes.
That's just what it is.
Yeah. It was great. I really like this episode too.
Yeah.
Strong
It
start. Strong start for the Bad Batch. I'm
was
very
cool.
happy with it so far.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm not sure kind of what the overall arc will be. They don't really seem to be doing like overall arcs here.
No, it just
Like,
seems like multi-episode arcs. Like the first two episodes was one. Kind of like
yeah.
what the Clone Wars did, like earlier
Yeah.
on. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just kind of have to see the direction that all this goes. They're building up to some kind of like backstory for Sid here.
Yes.
We'll have to see, because like the guy was like, "Watch out, she's shady," and it's like, "Yeah, right." Like, duh, that's what we've
That's a
seen.
good point, yeah.
But like, they're obviously building up to something a bit more complex for her. But
Yeah.
I don't know what. But it'll be interesting to see that. It'll be interesting to see the direction it goes, because like Sid's like, the Empire's closing in on here, so this isn't like a forever situation. So we'll have to
Yeah.
see.
So yeah, it's so there's I def there's definitely building up for a couple different things. I would imagine there's gonna be like three major storylines. One will be, the whole Sid backstory thing.
Yeah.
One will
Sid,
probably
Crosshair,
be,
and
yeah,
Omega
Crosshair,
are the
and
three that
then
I can think of.
Crosshair and the Empire closing in are kind of one and the same.
Oh, all right.
Because the Empire knows they're alive now. Which they because they thought they were dead.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like, does the Empire know? Because the guy kind of was like, oh, don't tell the Empire. Pew, 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 because then I would lose
Look
my
bad.
job. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah,
So,
that's exactly how it
pow,
happened.
pow.
Yep, and he f could, no, he wasn't even a clone. Was it a clone?
That was a great, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
yeah, we're definitely going to see them
It was a
fight
clone.
non-clones, and it'll be interesting to see
Yep.
if they actually kill those non-clones.
Yeah.
They will not kill clones,
No.
which I understand, but yeah,
I think
it'll
that's
be
all of my
interesting.
thoughts for the Bad
Yeah,
Batch here,
me
unless you
too.
had more. Oh, all right, okay.
All I was gonna say was it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward with
Nice.
this show. But I'm excited for it. Whatever it is, because I've enjoyed the first four episodes so far. Everything's looking good, and I'm enjoying it. It's been I think that's it for this
Cool.
week, believe it or not.
Look at us. We did this somehow.
Somehow. It's not like we do it every 2 weeks.
Nope.
You know what? I'm surprised we were able to do it on time, even though
Yeah,
we're a day late and a dollar short.
right? Yeah.
But
That's where my dollar went.
much like Palpatine and Grogu, somehow we returned.
Somehow we did.
But if you guys enjoyed this episode, very short episode, very quick episode, give us a like. Go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on YouTube. Go subscribe to Not Brendan. Subscribe to Wolf
And
Gator
subscribe
Entertainment.
to Wolfgate Entertainment, the one, the only. He's somewhere around. I never know if I'm pointing the right direction because I don't know if it's like it's swapped or mirrored or whatever here,
I
how it
like how you
looks
just
on
point.
yours.
I like how you point regardless.
Yeah.
You just like you
Yeah.
every time you same thing. Like, I don't know where you are, but I'm gonna point in all the
Yeah.
directions. Maybe you'll be there. And one time I'm just gonna be overlapped on overlapping you. And you're never gonna know it. But
Go
we've
subscribe, go
surpassed 150
like.
downloads on our new Buzzsprout and our
Hey.
new site. So yeah,
Cool.
go visit us on Buzzsprout for no reason other than to get our numbers up.
Awesome.
All right, see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Peace.